Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. The Great Wall of China is the single largest thing humans have ever built. It covers 2,500 miles of land, the width of the entire United States from east to west. The wall is actually longer than 2,500 miles because it's squiggly. It follows some of the natural formations of mountain ridges and riverbeds, so depending on how you measure, the entire wall is actually closer to 5,000 miles long. Way back in ancient history, around 700 BCE, before China was one single country, local leaders made short walls to protect their territory from invaders. They built these walls with dirt, packed down to be very solid, and with rocks when rocks were available. They piled the dirt and rocks up high, and this formed a wall. In 220 BCE, the emperor Qin Shi Huang united China into a nation. He decided to connect all the small walls along the north part of China into one long continuous barrier. Well, mostly continuous. Some parts of the wall are built into mountain ridges that create natural barriers. Qin was still concerned about invaders from the north. The Mongolians wanted to conquer Chinese lands. The new connected wall was improved mainly with dirt and wood. They used rocks or bricks when they could get them. Construction was directed by Meng Tian, a military general, and it required a huge number of builders. Soldiers, local citizens, prisoners were all required to help. Off and on throughout the years, the wall was built up, repaired when necessary, and maintained. In 1368, the Ming Dynasty won control of China, and they made even more significant improvements to the Great Wall. They added platforms and watchtowers, and they used mostly stone so the wall would be even stronger than before. The sections that the Ming built are still the best preserved areas of the wall. In the 1600s, the Manchu emperors ruled China. They also ruled Inner Mongolia, the land to the north of China. During this time, it wasn't very important to defend against invaders, since the invaders were now Chinese too. Even when the wall wasn't necessary for national defense, soldiers on the wall protected traders moving back and forth along the Silk Road. The Great Wall of China runs west to east. It starts at Jiayu Pass in the west. It crosses through 15 provinces and regions of China, across deserts, grasslands, and mountains. It ends in Pohai Bay, off the Pacific Ocean. The base of the wall is between 15 and 50 feet high, and the actual wall is between 15 and 30 feet higher than the base. The ramparts and signal towers rise 12 feet above the wall height. In total, the height is between 30 and 92 feet. Over the years, some government leaders have cared more about the wall than others. Some parts are now in ruins because it wasn't always maintained and repaired very well. It never stopped invaders very well, but it was useful in imposing tariffs and controlling immigration because people could only cross the wall at designated gates. Now it is the most popular attraction in China, and millions of people come to see it every year. Roadways have been cut through it to make travel easier from one side to the other. People claim that you can see the Great Wall of China from space. It's certainly big enough to be visible, but it's the same colors as the surrounding landscape, so you can't actually see it from up there.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.